Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, Mudtoe Sasquatch fans. This is Mudtoe Sasquatch and Mudtoe at Midnight. And as you can hear by the sounds in the background, it's Friday football, high school football type night. And it's just beautiful, the sights and the sounds, the smells of the kettle corn and the hot dogs and the Pepsi Cola as we watch these young men in a titanic struggle that will shape their very lives. Okay, I'm not still at the football game. This is my camera is running, and I have to play the video from my camera into my computer so that I can then process that video and send it off to the people who are paying me for it. And I thought I'd get a little jump start on it tonight so I can get to bed a little earlier, since I was able to get back to Mudtoe Studios before the midnight witching hour when the show starts. I'm going to walk away. I hadn't anticipated the... I guess I should have been, because I do this every week, but I hadn't thought that the camera was going to be quite so loud. I'm walking away from it now. I'm in my shrine room, and I can still hear it pretty well. I wonder if you can. As I said, I have to play the... I have to play the video from the camera into the computer, and my computer is kind of old and rickety, and sometimes things don't go so well when I try and do that. So I try and stay near the computer so that I can, there's really nothing I can do about it if things get messed up except start over again. But I don't know. I thought I might sit by the computer and do the whole show there, but the camera is so loud. I mean, it can't be any louder than it normally is. I just have never... noticed it before, I guess, because it was never an issue. Because whenever I was doing it before, I wasn't doing a radio show. So there you go. So I think I may have to go up to the Fortress of Solitude, because the noise from the computer is even just a bit loud in the shrine room. So here I come. Upstairs, this is where I usually do the show from. It's right here in this room, which seems rather quiet. I may have to turn the air conditioner on because it's a little stuffy. But hey, okay, you didn't tune in to hear me give a travel log of my apartment, right? Although it is kind of appropriate because, as those of you who listened last week know, I am thinking about making a change. And I have thought about that a little more. So I'm going to turn the air conditioning off because that's actually louder than my camera was. So I will just live with the stuffiness. How about that? Okay. So, getting back to that, you all know, most of you anyway, unless you're listening to the show for the first time, if you are, welcome. You all know that I started a new job a few weeks ago, and the job is quite a distance away from where I'm living. And then I've been thinking about moving on from the apartment that I have now, and I've been thinking about that more and more. Gosh, this is distressing. I'm out of breath just from climbing my stairs. You know what you need to do, Mattel. You need to get out there on the treadmill and lose some weight. You know, you're probably right. You know what? I'm just all out of kilter because I didn't start the show the way I normally do by telling you hello. I guess I did tell you who I was, but I didn't tell you that we're on blogtalkradio.com and that we have other shows on blogtalkradio.com, including Iggy and Rosa with their intuitive readings at 6 o'clock on Mondays, and Jenny Seek with the Inner Voice Intuitive Hour on Tuesdays at 7 o'clock. And then Heather Tapia with the Entrepreneurial Excellence Hour. I think it's an hour. At 3 o'clock. I think it's 3 o'clock on Wednesdays. I know it's on Wednesdays. And then there's me. Mudtoe Sasquatch. Mudtoe at Midnight. Fridays at Midnight Eastern Time. And then there's the whole discussion over whether it's actually Friday or Saturday. I call it Friday. Most people seem to like it called Friday. So it's going to be Friday. Fridays at Midnight. Right here on Blog Talk Radio.com. It's actually the With Insights channel of blogtalkradio.com. And here we are. And here I am. And you're listening to me rattle on about my life. And my purpose here, as I try and work into every show at some point, is that I've accepted a calling as a shaman, a healer of society. And my modality is the written and spoken word. And my purpose is to get the things that spirit inspires me to talk about out into the world somehow, either through writing or through blogging, which is a peculiar form of writing, or another way is through this do this funny little radio show. So here I am trying to get my words out there and hope that there's something in here that somebody needs to hear. And I make absolutely no attempt to be, how do I want to say it? I don't try to say anything meaningful. I don't try to say anything meaningful because if I try to do it, I find I often fail miserably. I usually fail miserably. That's not the point. The point is to say whatever it is that Spirit inspires me to say and leave it at that. So mostly what I talk about is just what's going on in my life and the challenges I'm facing and how I'm trying to meet those challenges as a spiritual person, which is different from the way I have lived most of my life as just a person running from one point to another like most people seem to do. So now, if you haven't heard the show before, you're up to date. If you have heard the show before, then you can be comparing that to what I've said in the past and see how it jibes. But anyway, I was out tonight filming a high school football game. That's one of my many jobs, although they aren't as they aren't as numerous as they once were. Well, let me cover that. I kind of started it last week, that I am no longer a theater employee. I had been working, again, for those of you who weren't listening last week, I had been working at a live theater here in town. It was one of those murder mystery dinner theaters where the audience is invited to help solve the mystery. And I did the lights and the sound, and I shared that job with another person. Last week, the artistic director let me know I wouldn't be needed anymore. I didn't stop in to find out why. I suspect it has to do with something I said to the owner of the theater the week before. But that's neither here nor there. I was really, that's something you could very well say that's something that I manifested. Because I was looking for a way out of that anyway. I was looking for a way to exit that gracefully. And now I don't have to find a way to exit that gracefully because the way has already been given to me. So I'm thankful for that. Of the five part-time jobs that I had as of this time last week, before I got fired anyway, it was, I'd say the one that I felt where I had the least impact in what I was doing, both based on the job itself and on the attention that was paid to what I said within that job, and also generated the least money for me. So it was something, obviously it's the whole thing of five jobs was not a tenable position, wasn't something that was going to last forever. So if any of the jobs were going to go, that was the one to go, so it went. So that takes me down to four. Now, another thing that I do is filming high school football games on Friday nights, but that is a purely seasonal thing. So at the end of October, that will be done, and that will be down to three jobs, one of which has become my main job because I'm getting 44 hours a week at it now. And then the other two are the first one is that I'm working with developmentally disabled people in their homes, helping them do things that they can't do for themselves. Namely cooking and cleaning. And then my other two part-time jobs are called standardized patient. Why is my voice quavering? I do not get this at all. Okay, I got to take a breath here. I'm fine, don't worry. Nobody, don't call the squad for me or anything. I'm feeling good. I jumped into the show sort of unexpectedly, I guess, which it's hard to believe because midnight does come at the same time every night. And I haven't been at the house to do it for a while. That's kind of different. I haven't climbed the stairs right before the show started. That's kind of different. Well, actually during the show, didn't I? And I thought about several things I might talk about, and then of course that never seems to come to fruition when the show actually starts. I really end up starting on one topic and then getting sidetracked completely onto something else. I don't think I added anything to what I talked about the theater. I think I talked about that mostly last week. And then the whole thing about moving, I think I talked about that last week. So 10 minutes into the show, I seem to be mired in last week's show. So what can I tell you? Let's see, this week's blog that was published on Monday on mudtoesasquatch.com And if you want to get in touch with me, that's probably the best place to do it, which is MUDTOESASQUATCH. And it's a blog. It's a WordPress blog, and you can comment on my blog entries. And I will pass those along. It's a moderated blog. I think that's still the right word to use. And it doesn't have to be a positive comment. If it's if you disagree with what I said or don't like the way I wrote it, I will pass it along as you're not a goofball and you'll use like racial epithets and things like that. As long as you behave yourself, I will pass along what you have to say. I do ask that you give me some sort of indication that you're not a bot, that you're not some sort of automated program trying to get posts out onto blogs. And the way you do that is you actually say something about the post. Talk about something that was in the post itself and what you thought about it, how it affected you. And then I know it's actually you that's looking at it. Okay. And if you just have some other thing you want to ask me, you can just put it on a post. I don't care. Or you can also, I have a Facebook page, Mud Toast Sasquatch, that where you can post information like that as well. I do have a Gmail address, but I hardly ever check it. And I have a Twitter account, but I hardly ever look at that. So probably not a great idea if you want to get in touch with me. The better options are probably the Facebook page and the blog. And I do hope you could look at the blog because I like for people to read those and tell me what they think of them. They're forming the basis for the material I'm preparing for my book, which is going to be published someday. And again, people can direct me as to what they like about the blogs, what they don't like about the blog, and so forth and so on. So now you know all that great information, too. I publish a new blog entry every Monday. And I used to do it on Fridays, which was much more convenient for purposes of this show, because then during the show, I could very easily talk about what was in the blog because it was very fresh in my mind. But I found my schedule was becoming very crowded on Fridays, and I didn't always have time to do the blog the way I wanted to. So I moved it to Mondays, and the problem is that I write the blog on Monday, and by the time the radio show comes on Friday, I can't remember what I wrote about. But I did have the time since I got home from the football game before midnight. What generally happens is I'm still on the road at midnight, and I have to do the show from the road. But tonight, I actually did get home before midnight. I had a chance to look on the computer and see what I wrote the blog about, and it was about getting fired from the theater, which I already did my show about last week. So that kind of leaves me out in the cold as far as things to cover on the blog this week, except what I might be thinking about doing on next Monday. And I thought about doing something on traffic lights. I've been noticing traffic lights lately, and traffic lights have been becoming a source of tribulation, a source of negative vibrations in my life. It's one of those things you just never really notice. I mean, they're just sort of there. But I'm noticing that traffic lights are really, they're troublesome in a kind of a quiet way, maybe even in a sneaky way. Let me tell you, I mean, this is one of those, and you can say this the same process applies to a lot of different processes. But I'm talking specifically about traffic control, you know, ground traffic control, cars and how they move. And principally the way that's done is with traffic lights. The system, I haven't researched this properly, but I'm presuming traffic lights go back at least a century. Maybe not the lights, but they used to have that thing with the sign that came up, you know, ding, you know, you see them in the old cartoons and stuff. There's some way that traffic was controlled, and that was designed around a certain volume of traffic that existed at the time, which is very, very, very much less than the volume of traffic that exists now. And so the system was put in place, and then the number of vehicles grew, but the lights, the system of lights was still able to handle it. And then it grew some more, and it was still able to handle it. And it grew some more, and still able to handle it, but, you know, kind of getting close, you know. And then it grew some more, and now the system's starting to get frayed around the edges. And I think this is where we are about now. We've gotten to the point where there are so many vehicles on the road that our system of lights and signs and whatever is just not sufficient. That combined with the breakdown, the physical breakdown of roads, so that there's always you know, repair, there are always lanes that can't be used. There are always roads that can't be used. So not only do we have too many cars on the road, we don't have enough places for them to go, and they're all being diverted to places they're not intended to be going. And so what happens is, well, for the flow of traffic to be maintained, well, let's say that a certain traffic light, 30 cars can get through. You know, it goes green, 30 cars can go through, and then it goes red. As long as the number of cars coming up to that traffic light never exceeds 30 before anyone change, you're fine. So the traffic will just keep going through, no problem. If you start getting, and you know, at any time, it doesn't have to be an average, you know, a spike at any time of traffic coming in more than 30 per change, then the extra, let's say it's 40, then the extra 10 is going to be caught at the light a second time. And then more cars are going to start piling up behind that. And if you're like 20, 30, 40 over on each one, you know, it doesn't take too long for all that traffic to get backed up onto the interstate. You know, if the light is sitting, you know, close enough to the interstate, or even if it is, it's far away from the interstate. And I saw that myself tonight on my way out to where I was filming the game. They are building a new highway, which is a great experience when you're driving by GPS. My GPS gets very confused when you're driving on a new highway. It puts me on time, like all of a sudden on little pictures, like I'm driving through a cornfield. And it's getting very upset with me. It's like, turn around, what are you doing? And I had seen that before because there was a similar case up north of the city. There was a new, you know, they'd moved away from the old two-lane road and put in a four-lane. But now my GPS has old maps in it, so it doesn't know. It thinks, you know, I'm just out in the middle of nowhere driving along. Well, this is what happened. We were on the new road. Part of the new road is open, and my GPS was very upset. And then we got to the part of the new road that wasn't open yet, and we were diverted into, I say we, because there are lots of other people driving on the road. We were diverted into this little town that had four traffic lights in it, and there was just way too much, you know, too many cars for the lights. And we basically crawled through this little town about 45 minutes to get all the way through it. And I went from, gosh, I've got plenty of time, to, boy, I wonder if I'm going to get to this, if I'm even going to get to this game in time. And I did. I was a little bit frazzled getting there and getting my, you know, I had plenty of time, but I still felt, you know, once you get that adrenaline that starts going, that when you're driving anyway, and then you have a, you know, certain place you have to be in a certain time, and then things start to interfere, and you go, oh my God, I'm going to get there. Even if you do get there, there's still that kind of, that juice is still running through you. So I'm trying to get my, I find I'm hurrying to get my camera on my tripod and get the discs in. I have one of those cameras that runs on little discs. And get ready. And then the game started. And it was one of these teams that they run in a hurry-up offense basically all the time. And I wasn't, you know, just getting started. I didn't have the rhythm right. And you have to, for these people that I give the film to, you have to stop the camera between every play. They insist that you stop the camera between every play, because that gives them the break points they need to parse the video. So they finished the play, and I stopped it, and then the team came right back up to snap the ball again. So I started the camera again right away, and it didn't start. So now you got that situation that I'm sure you've experienced once or twice yourselves, where the camera is off when you think it's on, and the camera's on when you think it's off. So I've got a series of pictures of the referee picking the ball up and putting it back in the spot, and I don't have any of the plays, and I missed a touchdown. I missed the first touchdown of the game before I discovered what was going on. And then, of course, now am I going to get paid for this video because they insist that they have the entire video or they won't pay you and all that. But I'm thinking that that's okay. Now, I'm going to get downstairs because I just heard the sound go off, which usually means something bad has happened with my video transfer. It's way too early for it to be quitting. So I'm going to just dash downstairs. You can come with me. I guess you have to. No, it's not. It's just halftime. How about that? It's just purring along nicely. So you can see here. You can stay here with me while I change out the discs. Boy, this is, you know, this was just state of the art when I bought it in 2005. It has the little discs, the little DVDs that you put in. And boy, people just, they were just agog about that when these cameras first came out. And now, well, not long, I think about a year, maybe it was 2 years after I bought these cameras, They came out with hard drive cameras, which of course are quite superior in that you can save much more information and you don't need to be dealing with media all the time. Media in this case meaning discs, not recorders. Well, I just changed out my disc and now I tell it to play. And now the second half is being clicked onto the computer. So, hey, I got all the way through the first half with nothing going kaboom on me. So that's good, right? Good, right? Think so? I think so. All right, now I got to deal these stairs again. I started to talk. I jumped into this whole thing about my apartment. And I really like my apartment. It's an older place. Each room is a different color. None of them is beige. There's big, wide doorways and reasonably high ceilings. I could live without this staircase, but I do kind of like it being on two levels. So I guess it's live with that part. But the one thing, well, the thing that's got me thinking about it, of course, is that I have a job that I have to drive a half an hour to four times a week. And, you know, I had to think about this back in February when I started a different job that didn't last very long, but was also in a different part of the city. I didn't have to be driving. And I love living in the city. I do not love driving in the city. I feel like every ounce of serenity I have obtained in my life is gone when I drive. Especially driving in the city. And what's especially, I gotta stop saying and, it's one big long sentence. I mean, and of it, and of it, the end of it, that's gotta be terrible for you to have to listen to it. I'm sorry, I'm gonna watch for that. The thing that makes it more difficult now is that before, when I could basically walk every place that I worked or every place that I wanted to go, I'd find a place for my car. I don't have any off-street parking. I could find a place for my car and maybe sneak it a little bit closer to my apartment each time I had an opportunity, and then leave it, you know, until I absolutely needed to go someplace. And so there wasn't that much driving involved, and I didn't have that much worry about where I was going to find a parking place, so it was fine. But now that I'm driving four times a week, 4 days a week, I'm coming back and trying to find a place to park the car. And then what complicates it is, street cleaning, because that wasn't in then, it doesn't count, but still. What complicates it is street cleaning. All throughout the year, they have 1 day a month, well, actually 2 days a month, it's one for each side of the street, where they come through and clean the street. And if you don't get your car out of the way, they'll tow it. And it's $200 to get it out of the towing. And most of the time, it's very unusual for me to have $200 in my checking account. So, you know, my car's been towed a couple of times before. That was while I was still working back at the university. If my car were to get towed now, it would be a disaster. So there's a lot of anxiety attached around to, okay, where can I park my car today? And then, oh, I don't even want to talk about Ohio State football. Oh, I live right in the backyard of the Buckeyes, very near to the stadium. And, of course, they're the most important thing in our fair city. So when the Buckeyes are playing a home game, we have to get our cars off the street so people can get in and out of the stadium. And where do we park? Well, I don't know where you park, just not here. So I'm dealing with that tomorrow. I do have to get out anyway. I have my hair appointment. Yay! I had to cancel that 2 weeks ago, and I was so upset. My friend Susie cuts my hair, and I like to support her. She's very sweet. And unfortunately, I had no cash. I couldn't go and get my hair cut. But I have, you know, I got my paid, my first semi-real paycheck. Doesn't have all the hours for a full 2 weeks, but more than half of them. So it gives me an idea of what kind of money I will be able to expect. And, well, before we go on to that, I got the paycheck, and then I have enough now. I can go get my hair cut, and I'm really looking forward to that. And so I have to get up at 10 o'clock and move my car anyway, so it's not such a big deal. The big deal is that I can't bring it back until after the football game is over. I have to find someplace else to park it. But what I might do is take it to, I know where there's a park and ride, and I can, you know, take the bus back. And since I'm not working at the theater tonight, I don't have to worry about getting the car back at a certain time, although I do, my friend Eric has his meditation, Meditation and Messages, yes, at his little place of business. He's a Reiki practitioner and hypnotist and other things. And he does that out of his office, and I really, really enjoy it. It's once a month, and I was upset that I was going to be working at my new full-time job, as every other weekend I have to work, and then I was also been working at the theater every other weekend, so that was going to take up all my Saturday nights, and I wasn't going to be able to do Meditation and Messages anymore. But now, since the theater was kind enough to let me go, I can now do Meditation and Messages. So I will be doing that tomorrow, and I will just have to be able to get back, get the bus, and get back to the park and ride, which can be a little bit tricky, you know, about the time the game lets out, because the buses tend to get very full and get behind schedule. But if I'm a little bit late to Meditation and Messages, you know, that's okay. It's not like being late to work, so the pressure's kind of off. So tomorrow should not be a bad day as far as Buckeye football car displacement is concerned, but many days are. And it seems kind of odd to reach this conclusion this way, because I really enjoy living in this part of the city, and I really enjoy this particular apartment, but not having off-street parking is really becoming a deal-breaker here. I feel like if I'm going to be working a regular full-time job, and it's not something that would happen, again, I discussed this last week, I would think about 6 months with the full-time job, you know, just to make sure it's going to stick. The last one I had only lasted for 3 weeks. So we get into the spring, March, April, May, someplace around there. I think I have to start looking at another place. And the criteria, number one, is going to be off-street parking. And number two is going to be off-street parking. Number three is going to be, it's going to have to be to the east of here, so it's closer to where I'm working. Number four would be that it's someplace along the bus line, so that I can conveniently get back to downtown without having to drive. And number five would be, actually this should probably be higher up, I can't spend any more on rent than I'm spending now. And I would consider a studio. Would definitely consider a studio, because I have lots more. I've got this two-bedroom right now. It's way more room than I use. Originally, my brother was going to be moving in with me, but that didn't happen. My friend Iggy, who's also my landlord, made me a very nice deal on the rent. I appreciate that. And I know he has other apartments in the city. He has other properties. Maybe he has something in the east. So I would be, certainly I will discuss it with him before I discuss it, you know, with anybody else when the time comes. But that's where that stands. And what else do I want to talk to you about this evening? Oh, I do want to, because I forgot this last, my good friends, Iggy and Susie and many others, went out to Great Counselor, Missouri, and have come back all brimming with energy. And it's great to see that, and I certainly hope to get out to Great Counselor one day myself. It's a great time, and lots of meditation and lots of sweat lodge and lots of conviviality and exploration of this sort of peculiar spirituality that we find ourselves following. And I'm glad they're back. You know, I miss my friends when they're gone, and I'm glad they're back. So we've reached the end of another Mud Toe at Midnight. Whatever words it was that somebody out there was supposed to hear, I hope they heard it. And I hope you come back next week for more. And again, check out the blog and the Facebook page, and I would love to hear from you. That's it for tonight. Have a good evening.